think so.
Hey, I better send that out to Buzz, okay? On 62 DMD.
62 Country WTMT, Louisville.
I left Garden City, Kansas with a ticket and again to see New York. I type 80 words a minute so your corporation lets me go to work. Paper clips and coffee even help you dodge your domineering wife. Mr. Walker, it's all over. I don't like the New York secretary's life. Mr. Walker, it's all over.
Going out by request, here's the Statler Brothers, and it's going out to Gladys from Stanley on the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 WTMT.
I saw your picture in the paper Sunday morning.
The Statler Brothers on WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival. That's going out to Gladys from Stanley on 62 TMT. Hey, 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 this next song, it's also a request. A lot of requests coming in tonight. Just makes me work harder, but hey, I like it anyways. Hey, this is going out to Robert and Shirley listening to us tonight. They wanted to hear this classic from Ferlin Husky, so we'll go ahead and get this on and stick around. In this next hour, we've got some Red Sylvine coming up, also some Rose Maddox, and let's see, what else are we going to get on here? Just about a lot of requests, and it's also some Hank Williams Sr., so stick around for that.
On the wings of the snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
On the wings of a dove.
WTMT, that's Rose Maddox. A little help from the Maddox brothers screaming and hollering there. And Mama Says It's Naughty on the Weekend Oldies Revival. Yeah, that hurt just as loud as you heard it there. WTMT, and where are we at here? This week in country music in 1963, Hank Williams Jr. was in court. Now, at this time he was only 14 years old, and he wasn't being sued, but instead he was being put into the custody of his mother, Mrs. Audrey Williams. After all, if he had stayed with Hank's other wife, he may have had to call another man daddy. On 62 WTMT, going out to all the Hank Williams Sr. fans.
Tonight my head is bowed in sorrow for another to be in my place.
They took me off the freight train in the town of Louisville. They asked me what my name was and I told them Hobo Bill. They took me off the freight train in the town of Louisville. But I don't like the Jefferson County jail.
WTMT, that's the Jefferson County Jail. That's going out to Tammy and the gang. They're still out there listening. Oh, my gosh. That's get quite a few requests for it. It's also going out to Mount Washington on the WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival. I'm your host, Tom McConnell. Let's see. What do we got coming up next? Next is coming up. Well, first of all, I want to thank all the people that have taken the time to write us a letter. I appreciate that. If you'd like to write us a letter with some requests, and just let us know what you think about the show, you can easily. Just drop us a line at 162 West Broadway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202, in care of the Weekend Oldies Revival, and we'll respond. Or, for instance, we had a request for some Tommy Downs out in Shepherdsville, which I'm going to get to Tommy Downs here shortly. But before we do that, we've got us a couple other songs to get to, like this one right here. It's going out to the people listening to us in the Brownsboro Hills area. Here's some Gene Autry and the Tumblin' Tumbleweeds on the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 WTMT. Yeah, Gene did a lot more than that, folks. He can sing quite well. Check this one out.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling, tumbleweed.
Going out to the people listening in Brownsboro Hills area tonight. It's Gene Autry and Tumbling Tumbleweeds on 62 WTMT. This is the weekend to Odie's Revival. Kentuckiana weather tonight's going to be decreasing cloudiness. It's going to be cool. We've got some showers very possible. Some thunderstorms could be crawling in there, too, so keep that in mind. Looking at a low near 54 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny. Looking at a high near 80. And tomorrow night, fair and cool, low 58. Currently, 68 degrees. In New Albany, we have 69 in Middletown, 70 degrees downtown. It's 62 WTMT. And this next song, it's going out to the Kurt Singers, listening tonight in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. And they wanted to hear a song by a former WTMT disc jockey, Tommy Downs. Now, when this song was released in the late 1960s, actually, you want to talk about a hot song. This was a very, very hot song. It's entitled, You Can't Steal Your Neighbor's Wife. So let's go back a few years for this one. Here's Tommy Downs and that honky-tonk piano on 62 Country WTMT, the weekend Odie's Revival.
There's a lonesome man by a fireside tonight, with his little ones close by his side. And you chose him a life of misery. Oh, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
62 WTMT, My Heart Skips a Beat, goes out to the people who originally requested Claude Gray. I didn't bring my Claude Gray this week, but I'll bring it next week, I promise you. As a matter of fact, I was picking up my records tonight, and I looked down directly at the Claude Gray, and I said, I played that a couple of weeks ago. Nobody will call for it, so I won't even bring it in. And sure enough, somebody requested that Claude Gray song. So I'll bring it next week for you. They ended up settling for some Buck Owens, what they said. So hopefully that'll tide them over until next week, okay? My phone number is 57162, and Hawkshaw Hawkins is Lonesome 77203. A classic here on the Weekend Odie's Revival. This is Tom McConnell. How's it going out there, Kentuckiana?
Had our number changed today, although I hate it too. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. Just call Lonesome 77203.
Lonesome 77203 from the station that's first on the dial and Kentuckiana's first choice for continuous country, AM 620 WTMT. You're listening to the Weekend Odie's Revival. Our request line is 571-6262 for all your country favorites recorded before 1982. Going back to 1978 for this one, it goes out to Buzz from Missy. Dolly Parton and I Will Always Love You on WTMT. All right, Buzz, give her a big kiss, okay? That's going out to Buzz from Missy, listening to us tonight in Portland. They wanted to hear that particular Dolly Parton song from 62 WTMT. This is the Weekend Odie's Revival. I'm your host, Tom McConnell. And this next song, well, how shall I word this? I really don't know to get this situation straightened out. This lady was supposed to call me this week when I knew she was listening, because she requested Nobody's Darling by Wanda Jackson. Now, last week I told her, okay, she called, and I said I had it, but I brought the wrong Wanda Jackson album. But I brought it this week, so she hasn't called, but I just get this feeling she's listening now, so I'm going to go ahead and play it, okay? This is Nobody's Darling by Wanda Jackson. It's a great tune, too. If you haven't ever heard Wanda Jackson sing, she's really got a gutsy type of voice, and she does, I played her a particular song that was in, she had a song that was in the Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. She was in the soundtrack recently doing Let's Have a Party. She's just got a real gutsy voice, and in this case, she kind of changes it and has a real country voice. So, Nobody's Darling But Mine, Wanda Jackson, somebody that Hank Thompson discovered on 62 WTLT.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine.
The banks of the Ohio, on the Ohio, no, let's try the Ohio. That's the Grandpa Jones family singing there on 62 Country WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival. Stick around, we've got some Red Soul Vine and a little story about that. That'll be coming up shortly, okay? So stick around for that. And also coming up in the next few minutes, we have the original Carter family. We'll be playing you a tune from them and talking a little bit about that. But in the meantime, let's send this next song out to Jerry. Now, Jerry, I swear to you, you'll like this song, so you won't have to call me up and request that other song you wanted, okay? So let's go out to Jerry, listening to us tonight in Okolona, a regular listener. We like to hear about those people. Our request line is 571-6262. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival, and I'm your host, Tom McConnell. Oh, this is a great song. Ferlin Husky, and Once.
I was foolish. Once, and I let my once get away.
Once. Hey, Jerry, I hope you like that one. That's Ferlin Husky, a number four hit back about 1966. No, not back about. That was 1966 on 62 WTMT. And this week in country music in 1964, there was an addition to the legendary Carter family. Mother Maybella was a grandmother when daughter Helen had a son. Now, this new addition to the Carter family didn't realize it at the time, but he was born into the first family of country music, a family that, they recorded original materials such as this song. Let's go ahead and play this. We got a lot of Carter family fans out there, I know, so we're just going to go ahead and spin this record and see what it sounds like. From 62 WTMT, this is the Weekend Oldies Revival. Keep it on the sunny side.
The highways that wind and wander, over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. As we go roaring down the road, and we stare at a little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
WTMT, Giddy Up, Go. That's going out to our friend listening to us in Portland. Leon wanted to hear some Red Sylvain, so we had to oblige and get some on to him, okay? And that, of course, is Giddy Up and Go. And this week in country music, in 1967, Minnie Pearl was being honored in Nashville at a special press preview. The preview included the president and other members, or excuse me, the press and other members of the media, interviewing her and talking to her about her new comedy album. The album had no hits, but it did sell quite well. And besides that, a year earlier, Minnie Pearl had a top 10 hit. Matter of fact, it was her only top 10 hit. Now, what am I about to play? Well, I'm about to play her only top 10 hit. It's a song that, it's the backup, I guess you could say part two, to this song right here. We heard Giddy Up Go. Well, let's hear the Giddy Up Go answer. This is the ladies' side of the story, I guess you could say. This is Minnie Pearl and the Giddy Up Go answer on 62 WTMT. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival.
There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. Time to forgive and a time to forget. Dreams we dream sometimes never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dream. And before my eyes, a little sign it read, "Giddy up, go."
62 WTMT, this is the Weekend Oldies Revival. That's Minnie Pearl and her only top 10 hit, the Giddy Up Go answer. Before that, we heard Giddy Up Go. Let's go ahead and send both of those out to our regular listener out in Portland, Leon. Wanted to hear some Red Sylvain. That kind of tied in with the whole thing. Hey, 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 Kentuckiana weather. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness. It's going to be cool. Showers are going to be possible, looking at a low of about 54 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, looking at a high of 80 degrees. And tomorrow night, fair and cool, low 58. Currently, we have 64 degrees in New Albany, 63 in St. Matthews, it's 65 degrees downtown, it's 62 WTMT.
Record-setting sales mean more new cars are on the way to Carriage Ford. We're clearing out these special 90 models now. 1990 Escorts, well-equipped with automatic, air, stereo, and more. Your choice of 20 cars, just $79.95. 1990 Tempos, loaded with automatic, air, power, tilt, cruise, stereo, and more. Over 20 in stock, your choice, just $89.95. Add only tax and license. Don't miss the savings at Earl Books Carriage Ford, across from Greentree Mall.
62 WTMT. Let's just keep this music going, okay? This next song, it's going to be going out to Pat. She wanted to hear a classic from Skeeter Davis. It's the end of the world, folks, on WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Dawn.
Going out to Pat, listening to the Weekend Oldies Revival on AM 620 WTMT Louisville. She wanted to hear some Skeeter Davis, and there you have it, okay? Now, this next dedication is a little bit strange, okay? It's Roger Miller's The King of the Road. That's what's going to be coming up next, and it's going out to Leon from Uncle Pete in Bowling Green. Guess who's coming to visit? Yep, and I mean it. Here's Roger Miller on AM 620 WTMT Louisville. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes ever.
If my heart had
empty a heart full of love just for you.
62 WTMT. If my heart had windows, going out to Dreama, listening to us Night and Valley Station. I'm not even going to attempt to say her husband's name. I've already got that messed up in my mind, so just forget about that, okay? That's Johnny Darrell's version of that song. Want to get George Jones' version in. Got tied up this week and couldn't get to it, so I'll have to wait for next week to get the George Jones version on. Now, a few moments ago, we played what you would call an answer song, where we would play one song that eventually had a part two to it. So we're going to do that. Here's part one. Well, actually, this is just, yeah, I guess you could say it's an answer type of deal. This is Goodnight Irene. After that, we're going to wake up Irene. The Goodnight Irene. Do that to Jim Reeves. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 Country WTMT. We're going to wake her up in a little bit.
Irene, goodnight.
You'd better wake up, Irene. That's Hank Thompson and the answer song to Good Night, Irene. Wake up, Irene, on 62 WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival. Stick it around in a moment. Keep your fingers crossed. Yeah, we ought to be able to do this. We're going to be talking about the Battle of New Orleans and playing the original version, not by Johnny Horton, but by Jimmy Driftwood. So stick around for that, okay? Meantime, this is 1959, going out to Leon, 62 WTMT.
Cigarettes were a quarter then. Bobby socks and jeans were in. Elvis sang songs that we loved so.
Remember all of the good things that we shared together.
Signed, Love, Betty, 1959.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to put playing cards and a shooting die. We're in the jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now. That's not Jimmy Rogers. I'm going to play Jimmy Rogers' version of that. That's Webb Pierce's version, going out to Mary. And we'll throw some Jimmy Rogers on next week. I just flat out forgot to bring my Jimmy Rogers records this week. So just forgive me of that, and we'll get some Jimmy Rogers on next week. Okay, now this week, in 1812, the U.S. declared war on Great Britain in what was to be the War of 1812. Now, the war succeeded in absolutely, positively no gains for the United States. In fact, the White House was burnt down during this particular war because we were messing around up in Canada, and we burnt down the Parliament in Canada, so when the British came through the United States, they burnt down our capital, okay? But, however, after the war, a battle took place, the Battle of New Orleans. Now, it wasn't the war, the peace had already been declared. However, it took so long for the news to go from Washington to New Orleans back in those days that they went ahead and had a battle anyways. Now, the song is pretty much true. It tells you just the way it was. And without further ado, let's play the Battle of New Orleans, but we're going to play the original version by the guy who wrote it, and he wrote this for his history class. He teaches history. He did teach history in the state of Arkansas, and he wanted his history students to learn the history so well, so he just wrote up a song and said, learn this song and you'll learn the Battle of New Orleans.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
took a little bacon and we took a little beans. We met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans.
Well, they ran to the bars and they ran to the brambles and they ran to the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico, we fired our guns at the British capital. There wasn't a penny yet, there was a fire. We fired once a boat and a baby captain. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The Weekend Oldies Revival is heard every Saturday night from 7 to 11 on 62 WTMT with your host, me, Tom McConnell. What we try to do is play all your favorite country oldies, get in as many requests as the good Lord's willing, and some favorites that you may not have heard in quite some time. The question is, are we doing a good job? So let us know if we are or not. Write us a letter to WTMT Radio, 162 West Broadway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. That address again, WTMT Radio, 162 West Broadway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Let us know what you hate about the Weekend Oldies Revival. Let us know what you love and anything else in between. We want to hear from you on 62 WTMT. Let's get back in with the Weekend Oldies Revival right now. Keep the music a-churning, folks.
Is gone from my body and my lips. When I'm gone.
62 WTMT going out to Jim and Dreama and their daughter or something like that. I'm not going to get too deep into it. They wanted to hear the farewell party, and that's who it goes to, okay, on 62 WTMT. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival. Let me pass along the weather before we get right back into it. Tonight's going to be decreasing cloudiness and cool. We've got some showers possible and some thunder showers. Could be crawling in here looking at a low of 54 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny. Looking at a high of about 80 degrees, and tomorrow night, fair and cool, low 58. Currently, we have 62 degrees in New Salisbury, Indiana, 63 in Middletown, 63 degrees downtown. It's 62 WTMT, and this week in country music in 1962, in Dallas, Texas, there was a big unveiling at the Big D Jamboree. Now, what were they unveiling? They were unveiling the Masked Singer of Folk Songs. Now, there was a guy who would get up on stage, and he had grown, or had gathered a lot of fans. People were coming from all over to see this Masked Singer of Folk Songs. Now, he would get up on stage, and he would do impersonations, as he had a Batman disguise on, and he would do impersonations of Eddie Arnold, Hank Williams, and George Morgan, just to name a few. Who was this masked man, anyways? It was this guy right here, and he could get even more confused. He used to walk around in Charlie's shoes. This is Billy Walker on 62 Country WTMT.
I'd like to be in Charlie's shoes, that's what I always said. Cause he had you and everything tied with a golden thread.
Oh, that masked man was Billy Walker on 62 Country WTMT. And be very quiet. Need a tippy toe through this next song. This is the Hardin Trio on WTMT. Going out to Indiana on the Weekend Oldies Revival.
Well, mama goes tippy, tippy toeing through the house.